Hey, and welcome back to Lions Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 72. The last two episodes before this were setting goals 70, and then 71 was time wasted. So, 72 is today's episode. We are going to jump right in. Whenever you start looking at how we're changing things, moving things forward, we've already talked about setting goals and then time wasted. Now we're also going to look at your nourishment. We've touched on this many times, nourishment, working out, just a quick little process of getting everything moving into this fall. So the first order of business, we've touched on this many times, but I love to touch on it again because this is my backing and my expertise. Ask yourself the programming. So when you're setting yourself up for the fall and new things, ask yourself programming. How many days a week can you give to working out right now? Things change, things move from three, as we touched on, do full body. If you're doing 5 to 6, you can do upper lower splits. If you ever have questions, you can always reach out to me through Instagram or Facebook, Fit Code Conditioning. From there, then you have to ask your nourishment, so the macro breakdown. I do nutrition plans, but protein, carbs, fats, understand exactly how you're getting to your calories. How are you hitting your macros each and every day? Now, setting yourself up, I like to touch on those things every so often. Now, today's focus, however, is going to be more on how in your life, as you're setting yourself up for things, how are you going to make time? So which time of day is going to be the most useful for you? Is it going to be early morning workouts? Is it going to be midday? Is it going to be late night? When do you have time? Sit down, think about it. So you have to make time. So today's is all about making time, and that's going to be the focus. Making time. So making time, we are going to touch on, and programming, nutrition. When are you going to do your meal prep? Ask yourself that. A lot of people do it on weekends. Ask yourself, when can you do it? That's the first question. Meal prep, nutrition, when are you going to do it? How are you going to hit your macro goals? First question. Now, second one's going to be, how many days a week can I work out? When am I going to? And how am I going to make sure that I have time for this? Even if you don't have a full hour, for instance, to do a workout, can you still, if your day gets crazy, crush a 30-minute one? That is better than nothing, and it will literally make you feel much better. So ask yourself, how are you going to make time? Making time is something that, even listening to this and sitting back and thinking about it right now, you are setting yourself up for success because you are making time for yourself. Mental health is super important, and it will lead to so many successes in your nutrition, your working out, and all of those things. One of my favorite ways to make time for myself is I block out times, just like in work for me. It's amazing because then I'm making the most of those moments, and then I start realizing exactly my potential and everything that I can do. Making time for yourself is, sometimes people think about, well, I'll do it at the end of the day, the end of the day. That's the only negative to working out at the end of the day, for instance, is you got to make sure you do it. Don't falter into the TV fall and don't work out. Do the things that you are setting yourself up for. You need to at least make time for 3 workouts a week. That we've touched on many times. Nutrition, you have to make sure you're eating always proper and making sure your nourishment is there. If you do that, you will be more successful. It is a fact. Those two things go hand in hand. Things come up. We understand that. But you have to be able to smash out a goal, even if you're having tough times. A workout will help you in so many ways. And nutrition will feed you so that you are ready for each and every moment throughout your day, so you're more useful throughout the day as well. That is why making time for you is one of the most important things, and why the focus of this today's podcast is all about that. Time is something you can't make more, like you cannot make more than 24 hours in a day, but we can make more useful. So we can be more useful in our hours at work so that when we go, we don't carry that with us. You also need a buffering period. So a workout is an amazing way where you put some music in, you set yourself up for a great workout, and then you have something right ready to eat, whether that be a protein shake and then a meal or whatever that is. You have to make sure that you are nourished so that those two go hand in hand. It's not, you know what, going to happen overnight. Some people, they can get the workout thing first, then the nutrition. Maybe you're the opposite and you're going to eat properly before you work out. You're not going to put these two together for a few months. That's okay. We are setting yourself up so that when it does, it clicks and it meshes and you see the results. That is the most important thing about taking those steps for you. And as we always touch on, things happen. We understand that a setback here and there, but you focus on it, get back on, and you'll be ready to rock. So, as always, making time. Where are you going to make time? That is your question today. Making time for the two biggest things. When are you going to work out? Ask yourself that. When are you going to make time to work out? You need to make sure that we are doing that. Now, the other thing that goes with it is, when are you going to make sure that you're going to get your meal prep in? And understanding exactly how many macros you need each and every day so that you are well nourished and so that you are also making the most of those workouts, so they go hand in hand. So your nourishment and your workouts go hand in hand. How are you going to make the most of that? How are you going to take the steps? If you ever have questions, you can always reach out to me at FitCode on Instagram or Facebook. This is the best questions you can ask yourself. How are you going to hit your macros? How are you going to get your workouts in? How are you going to put these two together so that you take that first step? A lot of people need trainers. I always take clients on and would love to work with you. Some people think they can do a lot on their own, but then maybe they need the nutrition part. I offer both. So if people are interested, you are more than welcome to always reach out, and I would love to build you a program and work on your nutrition with you. So in closing, my only homework for you is ask yourself, how are you going to get your workouts in? What kind of workouts do you need? Ask yourself that. What kind of body are you looking for? How are you going to work through your injuries? And then nourishment, how many macros, and how and when are you going to do your meal plans? Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.